The maker of Lysol has issued a statement today telling people that under no circumstances should they inject or otherwise ingest their cleaning products. That might sound like a no-brainer, but Lysol evidently felt it was necessary to remind people after President Trump appeared to suggest at a press conference yesterday that injecting bleach could help kill the coronavirus.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
Well, today he claims he was being sarcastic when he said that. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So we're seeing today that Twitter is calling Trump the Tide Pod president for that suggestion. How did we get here?
Oh, boy. Oh, where do you start? Well, there is some research from the Homeland Security Department that explores various chemical disinfectants, as well as various weather conditions, especially very sunny skies, and describes their various effectiveness on killing the coronavirus on surfaces. Now, that is really important, but the key word there is surfaces. So, in other words, if you cough and sneeze and some of the droplets land on the sidewalk or a park bench, then heavy sunlight or these chemical disinfectants can kill off the virus in those droplets. And a official with the Homeland Security Department actually briefed reporters at the press conference yesterday on that research. Then Trump sort of wondered out loud, well, if that's the case, could there be a way to sort of repurpose this stuff, use the ultraviolet light or disinfectants to treat patients who already have the virus? You know, but given how influential the president is, at least to some people, I guess Reckitt Benckiser, which makes Lysol and a bunch of other cleaning products, felt they had to get out in front of this and just say, you know, by no means should you ingest these chemicals.
Mm-hmm. And we said the president did say today that he was being sarcastic. But listen, here's more of what he said yesterday.
Again, I say maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor, but I'm like a person that has a good, you know what.
Okay, so Mike, I can't believe we're talking about this. The thing is that calls to poison control centers are already up actually about 20% this year, not because people are ingesting this stuff probably, but because they're cleaning with it and maybe it's coming more into contact with their skin. We do know that people take what the president says very seriously. We've been talking about hydrochloroquine. He's been hyping that up. And there was a man in Arizona who died after taking that to try to prevent the coronavirus after hearing President Trump tout it on TV. People do take what he says seriously.
Right. And there's sort of a backstory, too, that last year the FDA actually had to issue a warning about something called Miracle Mineral Solution, which has been touted by some as a cure for everything from cancer and AIDS to viruses like this. And basically, when you use this as directed, mix it with a citric acid like lemon juice, it basically becomes a bleach. And there have been many in the sort of the QAnon pro-Trump conspiracy theory community that had been touting this as a cure for the virus, too. So it's not that far-fetched to think that people will start taking this stuff seriously. So clearly it's best to just raise the alarm and say, you know, this is very dangerous.
This is not true. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.